Good times, great music too in URFM. Amanda McCreed with you, and it's Caravan Corner time. Whether you're a seasoned traveller or just starting your caravanning journey, it's essential to know the ins and outs of safe towing. One of the biggest concerns for caravan owners is getting the weight right. Too much or too little can lead to serious safety risks. And today we're talking with Jeff Diath about the problems of towing an underweighted caravan. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Amanda.
Great to talk to you. Firstly, what's the difference between an overweight caravan and an underweight caravan as far as danger goes while towing?
The difference, I suppose, is the same. An overweight caravan, if it's not balanced, can cause issues. An underweight caravan, it's usually a lack of tow ball weight, which causes sway. And I suppose the major difference is that it'll just react differently, but both are potentially dangerous.
So can caravan towing weight be legal but still unsafe?
Look, it does happen. For example, in tow ball weight, cars and caravans have a maximum tow ball weight, but there is no minimum tow ball weight. So it's not legislated that it has to have a tow ball weight of a certain amount. The industry generally recommends around 10% of the ATM of the caravan. So at check weight, we recommend 10 to 11% for a dual axle caravan, up to 10 of the GTM or the trailer wheels, up to about 10% of the ATM. And then in single axles, probably a slightly more. The reason we recommend slightly more in a single axle is that they are generally start off a little bit heavier.
Right. So weight distribution seems to be a big factor in safe towing. What are some common mistakes people make when loading their caravan that can result in an underweight tow ball?
Several, but the main one is probably not filling the water tanks. It's something as simple as that. We get a lot of people when we're weighing who go, oh, we'll only go to caravan parks, so I don't need to carry water. And so I'll save a little bit of fuel by not carrying that extra couple of hundred kilos of water weight. But what happens then is the caravan's actually been designed, 90% of the time designed well, and designed to have those water tanks full to give you stability and tow ball weight. So if you elect to not fill those water tanks, and then even worse, put some extra weight, you know, push bikes or a jerry can or fuel or something at the back of the caravan, that dramatically reduces your tow ball weight. So in essence, when your tow ball weight is light, it reduces the speed at which you can travel at. I weighed a guy a couple of weeks ago who drove back from Foster, and he couldn't get past about 85 kilometres an hour without the caravan swaying.
All right.
After I weighed him, I said, yeah, look, fill the water tanks. We'll get your tow ball weight right. He did a test drive at 100 k's with absolutely no sway. So it's just engineering and physics. The more weight you have on the tow ball, the safer you will be from a tow ball weight point of view. The problem, though, is if you have too much tow ball weight, then you overload the vehicle. And that's about getting the whole balance right.
Right. So if people are swaying while driving, then that's a telltale sign that perhaps their caravan's too light, the tow ball?
Yes. Another couple, and I've used this example with everybody that I weighed, had two teenage kids. And when they went away, the caravan didn't sway. But when they came home, it swayed. And, you know, when I did a weigh with them and explained all the weight distribution in the caravan, they realised that they were just throwing all their washing, wet towels, wet swimming costumes and things like that in the ensuite at the back. And because their tow ball weight was just on the bottom of good when they went away, that was enough to lower it enough so that the caravan then had a slight sway. Right. So it's about getting that balance right. And minimising your risk.
So for those who aren't sure whether their caravan weight is properly balanced, what's the best way to check and adjust it?
Well, obviously, if we weigh it at check weight, that gives you that information and the knowledge to be able to manage it going forward. When we weigh, we do each individual wheel, so you know the balance side to side, where your axle weights are, and what the tow ball weight is. And our tow ball weight's accurate to a kilo, so it's very sensitive. And then we move a weight around the caravan to show you, you know, if you put weight in the tunnel boot or if you put weight at the back of the caravan, how that will affect your tow ball weight going forward. So it's really, you know, there is a big range that you'd be considered safe, but you don't want to be outside that range.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. We'll catch up with you next time on Caravan Corner.
Terrific. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
Have a great day
and travel safe. Thank you. You too. Bye. This is 2NURFM 103.7.